Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Now 23 states have filed suit against the Obama administration over the so-called transgender bathroom mandate. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this on Faith and Freedom is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, just a few days ago, 10 more states joined to the 13 states already that had filed suit. Now we have 23 states, half of the states in the country. This looks like the Obamacare pushback, where they have now filed suit against the Obama administration, against the so-called transgender bathrooms, where these schools, K through 12, have to open up their facilities to this radical LGBT agenda, which includes allowing boys to use women's bathrooms, shower rooms, and locker rooms. You know, I'm not sure if there's any president in history, Matt, who has had in their term half of the states on two different issues file suits against the administration for actions that they've done. But now you have half of the states that have filed suit against Obama because of the Obamacare mandate. And now you got half of the states filing suit against Obama and the administration regarding the so-called transgender bathroom mandate.
Yeah, we got to be clear here. This is a president whose primary focus, he is a radical ideologue who embraces in its entirety the every aspect of the culture of death. He is pushing for enforced, mandated complicity in abortion homicide, pushing to open our wives and daughters' restrooms and showers to sexually confused men. I mean, it's evil. It's wicked. It's unbelievable that we would have a president do such a thing. And it's great that we have now 23 states pushing back. But what about the 27 states that aren't? See, what he has done here with this unilateral, unconstitutional, absurd mandate that abuses the language of Title IX, the legislative intent, and of Title VII, and has pushed this new definition of sex that was never intended to include a man in a miniskirt, a man pretending to be a woman, so-called transgender. What he's done here is given cover to those 27 states to do what they want to do anyway in violation of Title VII, in violation of Title IX. Clearly, women are expressly discriminated against here when you open up their showers and invade their right to privacy, when you open up their showers to men. So what he has done, it supposedly, as mandated by Title IX and Title VII, is actually a violation of Title IX, Title VII, and gives cover to these more blue states that want to push that radical ideology anyway.
And speaking of one such state is Massachusetts, because on the day that 10 other states filed suit against the Obama administration, the Massachusetts governor, Charlie Baker, a Republican, no doubt, signed into law and legally codified the Department of Justice's guidance regarding this so-called transgender bathrooms for public accommodations. So we are working in that state, along with the Massachusetts Family Policy Institute and others, to ultimately get enough signatures to put it on the ballot. The problem is that in that state, this governor did some hocus pocus by saying it's an emergency. It needs to go into effect immediately, meaning that it goes into effect now in Massachusetts if a law is signed and there's enough signatures that are ultimately gathered before a certain time. The law is suspended and then it goes to the public to vote unless the governor declares it emergency. And so that's what the governor did. This Republican governor declared it an emergency. The measure will still move forward with signatures, and the people will still vote on repealing it. But this so-called emergency sham action that this Republican governor did means that most of this law will go into effect before it ever gets on the ballot for repeal. This is a Republican governor. I mean, you have some just absurdity out there, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, where individuals have this absurd notion that if you're a man and you think you're a woman, you ought to be legally treated as a woman and therefore have all the rights of a woman and be able to go into the woman's restroom, Holly, shower room, and locker room. And I know in talking to women, I mean, they're just astounded by this. And little girls in school are afraid of what is happening in their schools with these kinds of policies being implemented.
Yeah, can you imagine, I mean, parents thinking they're sending their child to school where it should be safe, and their little girl, little boy facing a possible abuse in the restroom at school because the opposite sex has been taking advantage of that and come into the restroom. I mean, the problems, that's just opening the box to potential rape and abuse. What are they thinking?
They're not thinking.
They're not.
They're not, Matt. I mean, they're not thinking that you can't be rational thinkers and assume that this is right.
And look at the catch-22 that this creates here. Okay, I'm a father. I have a 12-year-old daughter and an 11-year-old daughter.
Would you send him to public school in this instance?
Yeah, crazy, right?
Yeah.
Any public school that opens up their bathroom, I'm sorry. I will, you know, physically stand between my daughters if they go into the restroom, the door, and any man who pretending to be a woman who wants to enter.
And he's a boxer.
And they don't even have to be dressed up. They don't even have to be made up as a woman. They can be a man in full, man, just subjectively in his mind. He says, so what about, okay, at the YMCA? We work out at the YMCA lot. My little girls, they swim, they go in, they take a shower, right? These are open showers, as a lot of YMCAs are. So if she goes in now, and in a state that says the showers are open, I'm going to have to stand there and physically put myself between the door and my daughters to protect them, to make sure that some man does not enter and disrobe and get naked in the showers with my two little daughters. Okay, if I do that now and I put myself in between him and the restroom, and let's say he gets physical and tries to move me. Let's say I'm not going to try to take the guy down or anything. I'm just going to stand in his way. I'm not going to let him go in, okay? This is just a scenario that many fathers would probably agree to. And let's say he attacks me because he's furious, and then now I'm forced to defend myself physically. Guess what? I'm now guilty of a hate crime, a felony hate crime, merely for protecting my daughters. That's just a scenario that hasn't happened. But imagine that, Matt.
Yeah, no, and I think that will happen, unfortunately. And, you know, if you have the YMC worker or the store clerk, and they see a man who doesn't have all the gaudy, crazy-looking makeup and dressing like a woman, just looks like a regular man, and they then want to go into the restroom. They don't have to have the gaudy makeup. They don't have to look like exteriorly a woman. They don't have to make themselves up to look like a woman and slip into the women's facility. They can be just the bearded man, you know, with the cutoff shorts or whatever, walking into the restroom. And if you say, I'm sorry, sir, this is the women's facility, the men's is down here, that alone, if they say, well, no, I identify as a woman, that alone will subject you to a discrimination suit by these kinds of policies.
Yeah, there was a woman sued for that.
There's been people sued for this.
Fired and sued.
You know, I would pray that
I think it was at a Kohl's or a Walmart. I can't remember. But
well, there was a woman in the District of Columbia, security official, that did that to a man and ultimately was terminated. Why? Because it violates their so-called transgender policies.
And she was charged with a criminal charge.
Yeah.
You know, I would pray that the parents in these states that have not yet stepped up to the plate would cry out to their elected officials and say, we will not stand for this.
Well, you know, Obama is threatening to withhold federal dollars from these states. In fact, the Nebraska attorney general says that such action could cost the school districts $312 million during 2016-2017 academic year alone. In other words, apparently that's how much money they get from the federal government. And Obama is threatening, if you don't comply, we're going to not fund you. You know, the fact of the matter is, if they don't have students, they're going to lose that kind of money as well. Parents, make a statement. Don't send your child to a school that has these kinds of policies. Find some other option. Find some other way to educate your children. Go to the school board and get other parents that are just as concerned and upset as you to ultimately change those policies. These schools can stand up against this administration.
Right, get involved.
There is nothing in Title IX. There is nothing in federal law that requires these policies. And the Obama administration directive acknowledged it. In fact, the letter says that it is not based upon the law. But if you don't comply, we're going to punish you. Well, how are they going to punish you if it's not illegal, if it's not required to have these policies, take a stand. Resist this kind of tyranny. The federal government should not be micromanaging the bathrooms of the local public schools. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel, in your prayers and your regular and consistent financial support, you can make an online contribution right there at the website at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.